we go now. FM.
Afternoons with Annie. 94.3
Radio 1. It's Dr. Radhika Bapat, internationally renowned clinical psychologist, with me on Unmind Matters.
Unmind Matters.
We're talking about grief today. So a little while ago, we started with what grief is, what death is, bereavement, to what normal reactions or response to a death in the family is, or death of a loved one is. So, you know, the way we go through different stages of grief. Now, Doc, speaking of looking for warning signs, or personally knowing that this maybe is just going out of control, or I don't know what's happening to me, when do you feel that kind of starts, or when, how long do you think it takes for something to kind of really maybe cross the line?
So see, firstly, again, I want to emphasize that during mourning, people take time to accept the reality of loss, process the pain of grief, adjust to a world without this person, and eventually slowly find a way to remember this person while still continuing on your own life's journey, you know.
Right.
So when what we call as biopsychosocial functioning of a person gets greatly affected, what this means is the pain doesn't decrease over time, but rather it continues to become intense and sometimes persistent beyond, and the range is 6 to 12 months or more, because again, this depends on the kind of trauma. There is no one size fits all.
Sure.
And if when in doubt, I feel better to err on the side of caution and get help and see if it's okay or not. But so, you know, the person is not able to focus on anything else, and they're not able to carry out any routine, or they have completely isolated and withdrawn from all social activities, or they may feel that life isn't worth living, and that feeling gets worse and worse and worse even 6 and 12 months later, then it's important to see a doctor or someone for help. Again, like I said, the last 2 years have been a bit more complicated because of the pandemic and unexpected deaths. So again, I would say it does help in any case to just talk to someone and get some support during this time. And there are a lot of free self-help resources out there as well. I can't enumerate all of them, but you know, on my website there's a newsletter for anyone who wishes to get sort of free resources. I've reviewed each one of them, so there's books that you can read. Sometimes people can't afford to go to a therapist, so there's web and phone based applications which have been reviewed, websites that you can go to, or films that are educative, and over time it's being populated more and more with free stuff. But so there are a lot of this, there's a lot of this stuff online, and I've just kind of filtered it down to stuff that is legitimate. So yeah, so this is my advice to people. I think especially if you've lost someone the last 2 or 3 years, it's complicated, so it would help to get some support or someone to talk to who is professional and who knows how to manage and handle grieving.
Absolutely. In fact, I am so glad you mentioned the newsletter, because when I went through it, I thought it was very, very helpful. There were some pointers I marked and I said, okay, I'm going to come back, revisit this, because I either want to find time to go through it again, which is pick the book up, or just go through that article all over again. And also the points that you've made right now, or what you are doing through the newsletter, is reviewing the places one can use, from apps to websites to services that are available. I think that is extremely, extremely helpful. It's easily available. So if you want more details, of course, you can visit her on her Insta handle. It's Psychotherapy Bar.